Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We've created a free self-care checklist and it's ready for you to download today. On the checklist, you'll find 50 brand new ideas to practice self-care. And it's not just bubble baths. Download the free checklist today and be reminded of the importance of practicing self-care. Head to themerrymakersisters.com/self-care. All right, let's get into the episode. Welcome to episode 361 on the Get Merry podcast. So excited to be here with you today. Now, if you missed our first official podcast of 2023, which was last week's, make sure you go and tune in if you're more interested in hearing about our personal lives, because we did a bit of a personal update. Emma's new house, Emma's 7-week Italian getaway. We should call it something different. I want to call it something Emma's 7-week Italian.
Well, do you want to call it what I called it? We called it the Winter Dolce Vita.
There we go. Emma's Winter Dolce Vita. My upcoming wedding, lots of things we talked about. So go and tune into that one. But this week's episode, we're taking a different look. I mean, we always talk about this kind of stuff on the podcast. It always seems to find its way through the cracks. But we received a message from Rebecca, who's one of our Merry Body members on Facebook. And it is more specifically about taking the leap with your career, leaving something that you've been doing for a long, long time that's no longer bringing you joy, and I guess like how to go about that. So Rebecca had a bunch of questions for us because that is exactly what we did 10 years ago, and this is what she asked. And so I will paraphrase, I won't read the whole thing, and then we're going to dive into it and just share our journey and our advice on this topic. So she wants to do something that will bring in enough income so that she can walk away from the teaching salary that basically keeps everything going. So she can't do what we do, but she does have skills. I just don't know what I'm passionate about and what can be monetized. Here are her questions. How did you come up with the idea? Where did you start? Did you have help or was it possible to get off the ground on your own? I have so many questions. I remember finding you back when your business was a baby and I'm so grateful I found you. So in a nutshell, this is what we'll be tackling today on the podcast. How did we come up with the idea? How did we begin? Did we have help or did we do it all by ourselves? And I'm so excited about these questions because really, this topic is one of our most favorites, isn't it?
Well, I mean, like this is why we do what we do, because we heard those words, which we mentioned last week, which we've mentioned many times, follow your bliss. We realized that, you know, life wasn't just about work. For some reason, like, you know, when you're young, you have this belief, you know, I can dream big and I can do what I want. And, you know, what do I want to be? An astronaut. And then along that path, you kind of realize, no, actually, I'm meant to be in this job that, you know, I'm not meant to really like, but, you know, it pays the bills, it pays the mortgage, or I'll get to this point and then I'll retire. And I don't know, we realized early on in our early 20s that this is not the lives we want to lead. We thought there was more. We questioned this. We were in the well-paid government jobs, security, stability. There was good superannuation, good features, you know, like it was all good. Dad definitely approved.
He definitely did approve. And I think, you know, this is a funny thing we can always think back on, like when we watch the documentary Finding Joe. And if you haven't watched that documentary, we highly recommend that you do. But one of the people being interviewed regarding this philosophy of finding your bliss and following your bliss, they said, don't do what daddy says. And
no, I think that was Joseph Campbell. He has a famous quote that says,
oh, I wasn't. Or maybe they were, that was their favorite quote of his. And it really was. It made us giggle, it made us laugh, but it also rang very true because Dad wanted us, obviously, to be safe, secure, stable, have great paying jobs and, you know, life will be sweet.
And I think because he ran his own business and, like, you know, he experienced many struggles with that, but also, like, so much success too. But he really kind of looked up to this stability because he didn't have it. And I think he really wished that for us. But sometimes you need to not do what dad does or dad says, sorry.
Because we pretty much did what dad does.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's the funny thing.
We didn't do what dad does. We did what dad says. We were very good rule followers.
Yes.
Like, our mum and dad's approval was important. And it wasn't so obvious. You know, it was just natural. Like, we would consider mum and dad's opinion of our lives very, very greatly. And we still do. However, now we're not afraid to be like, no, we disagree.
Yeah.
Before we were kind of like, oh, that's their opinion. Okay, we agree with you. And then we realized, oh, wait, and this is all about growing up, isn't it? Because as kids, of course, your parents are your gods. Well, for me anyway, they were. And then obviously you realize, actually, I'm my own individual and I can have a different opinion. And actually, no, I don't want this life. But that podcast, I mean, that documentary was absolutely life-changing. And that's why this Follow Your Bliss has always been a theme of our business. And I think that is also why we get so many questions, like, about this, like, you know, what was your bliss? How did you do it?
Because I think the core difference with our business, and maybe not everyone's business has this, is like, it's like passion driven. Like, it really is something that isn't just to make a lot of money.
No.
Like, and you know, you can meet a lot of business people who are in it just for the money. We've met plenty, and they have always, you know, when we've had conversations with them, they love the fact that we actually love what we do, and it isn't just the money. That is not, like, it's a driver, of course, because A, we have to survive, but the biggest driver is the fact that we love what we're sharing and we love what we're creating.
And that's why we've also had many pivots along the way, because this passion, this bliss, you know, it guides us. So when we stop feeling that bliss or experiencing that joy and passion, we pivot, we change.
And that's what we've done.
Yeah, we question it and we realize, actually, no, we don't like this direction anymore. We need a change. We're not suggesting for everyone to do business this way, no way. And we're not suggesting that passion is easy to monetize. Absolutely no. It can be, but it also can be really difficult.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it has been really difficult at moments, but it's also been very easy in other moments. And I think this is what business is about. It's totally up and down. You need to be prepared for that kind of a bit of a roller coaster, but you kind of get used to it.
Mm.
Like, your mindset needs to be very strong with business.
Absolutely. Mindset is like your biggest tool when it comes to business. I think I just want to pop in here, not as a disclaimer, but also as this is, again, part of the Follow Your Bliss philosophy. We have this journey that we've walked, this path, and we've forged our own path. There was no point in time where we thought we're going to do what they did, or that's a good idea, let's just do exactly what they did.
Mm.
We've always kind of looked at the forest, and this is an analogy from the documentary. We've looked at the forest and we've entered at a point where no one else entered, and we've forged that path. So everything we're sharing today, we would never recommend that you're writing this down as like a step-by-step guide. It's not like step one, Emma and Carla quit their government jobs. Step two, then they started a blog. Step three, then they did this. But you can be inspired by other people's stories, and then it's up to you to then enter the forest at your point and create your own path. And I think that's a really big thing, because I think sometimes we can read the books and we can watch the people's journeys and think that's the only way.
Of course.
But it's not true.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, anyone's formula or like guide, it won't work exactly the same in your situation, in your business, in your life. Just like everything, like, there's too many different variables. You know, it might be even better than theirs, or it might fall flat. It might work not at all compared to theirs. So we must remember that, you know, every situation is different. But of course, guides and other people and experts are there to help you, to help to motivate you, help to inspire you, also to help you give like step-by-step guides and like, you know, actual
processes, of course, but we need to not be attached to the same results as theirs, because we simply can't rely on that at all. There's too many variables involved.
I think it's like, you know how everyone has their own oven in their house, and there's always something about your oven. Like, I remember when we were growing up, like, our old oven had not a good seal, and Mum knew that, like, she had to put the temperature up. If the recipe said 180, no, we put it at 200 because the seal was broken. And then maybe we'll get, like, the cake will rise properly.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think, like, everyone's oven has a different thing about it. Like, I know, like, if I put it up too high, like, I'm going to burn something.
Well, my oven is so hot.
Yes. Your oven is so great. So I think it's like that, right? Like, you have this recipe, you have this guide, and you might follow it, but there's little parts of you and parts of your life that are going to make it change to that.
Of course.
So I think I always just think that it's an exciting thing to know that you're creating your own path. And when you see that, like, you're following a path that hasn't been walked before, like, this is the whole follow your bliss thing. Like, that means that you're going your way, the right way for you.
Yes. So let's go back to
how did we begin?
How did we begin? Oh my gosh. Well, it was now over 10 years ago. So I can't believe that. Like, how did that happen? Like, that's how it happens. It just goes, blink of an eye, boom. I guess it's like when you have children, you're like, time goes so fast. But when you have a business and you get to the 10-year mark, you're like, what the heck?
Time goes
what
just so happened? Fast.
I feel like we've been, like, you know, five different versions of ourselves through this business journey. I mean, I think back to when we first began, we had no idea what we were doing. We were super naive, super fresh. We followed the documentary said follow your bliss, and, you know, we were just focused on that, following our bliss, what made us happy. And I mean, it's always good to remember that a lot of success comes from timing. I mean, back then, Instagram was very new. And how did we start? We simply started sharing our journey on Carla's Instagram. We started gaining followers. We got traction. We thought, huh, there's something to this. Like, all of a sudden, we have all these followers. We should do something. Then we Googled, what is a blog? How to start a blog? We did that. Then we went to a blogging conference and realized, whoa, this is so much bigger than we ever knew. The internet is not just for weather. It's not just for Facebook. In fact, you can run a business, a very successful business online.
Mm. And really, like, the bliss for us then was the blogging.
Yeah.
So, like, we loved writing and creating recipes and taking photos of the food and sharing that and, like, writing our newsletter every week, which we have for the past 10 years, every week, which just blows my mind.
Amazing.
How many emails is that? It's like so many. How many blog posts have we written? So many. So I just remember, like, I always remember thinking that that was the bliss, like, the blogging part was the bliss. Like, I didn't necessarily care what we were, like, sharing. Like, I cared about what we were sharing, but we were just sharing our lives. So that's why it, like, it changed and it chopped and, like, it was different all the time. We, with our name, I remember we changed this, was it three times? We were the Merrymaker Sisters at the start, and then someone was like, oh, no, like, you need to be more search engine optimized. Like, you should change your name to, like, it should be something like healthyrecipes.com. And we were like, oh my God, we need to change our name. Then we were like Fit Healthy Made. And then we changed it to Fit Paleo Made because we were doing paleo recipes. And then we changed it back to the Merrymaker Sisters.
It's so, like, quite amazing to think we did that, and, like, grateful that we changed it back.
Thankfully, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing if we hadn't have changed.
Whatever made us change it back.
No, because I remember someone said, you guys need a niche down, niche, niche, niche. And then we were like, yeah, we need a niche down. And so we did that. And then we realized we don't want to niche down. Like, we don't even know what we want to do yet with this thing. Like, let's niche out.
And that is, like, definitely a great piece of advice there. Like, when you do start whatever you're starting, people will give you advice. And just remember that their advice isn't the advice to take always. Sometimes it might be, but always sit with a piece of advice. Question it. Think about it. Does it feel right for you? Does it make sense for you and your goals? Maybe or maybe not. Do a little bit more research. That's something we definitely learned probably the hard way. We took people's advice as gospel, did it, and then realized, oh, boo-boo, this is wrong. We shouldn't have done that. And it got us into trouble a few times where, you know, it led to more work or, like, it took us backwards. But it's all part of it. It's all lessons.
Definitely. Yeah. We
or like not even we did it, like someone was like, you should do this, and then we paid them to do it, and then that like stuffed up our website, et cetera, et cetera.
So many things.
Yeah, so when we were creating the blog, because it did start with Instagram, when we wanted to create the blog, when we came up with the name, this was again like – it was a 2-minute decision. I think a lot of people ask us this question, like, how did you come up with the brand? Like, it must have been like a brainstorming session where we were like workshopping, like, what do we want this to be? It wasn't like that. We Googled synonyms for the word joy because we were feeling so much joy from this blogging thing. And Merrymake means to bring joy to. And we're real life sisters. So for some reason, we decided to call it the Merrymaker Sisters.
It's so weird, and like sometimes we were like, this is such a weird brand, like we shouldn't have done this, but it's just been, it's been perfect really.
I don't know.
And it will continue to evolve, no doubt, what we're doing, and I think it'll grow with us. That's the thing, like the brand will change, it'll grow with us.
Well, it has, hasn't it? Like, you know, definitely. Now it's Mary Bonnie, so like, you know, the maker is gone and the sisters is gone. Yeah. I mean,
the URL is the same, but.
Yeah, it's not changing that. Domain authority is way too good.
Yes.
So that's how it began. And really, I always love the fact that how we began is still with us today. Like, we still use blogging as one of our main tools to communicate our messages. Yep. Actually, we had a meeting with another amazing business the other week, and they couldn't believe that we were so old school. Like, I felt like a grandma or something.
Like, they're like, oh, you do that blogging? I don't know why I just put an American accent.
Yeah, they're
accent.
Not American. But they're like, what? Like, it's all like on your own website and you just write content? Wow. Like, because they were big on social media, which, great. Like, there's so many ways to do things.
Yeah, there's no one way. And it's always important to remember that again and again. We'll always say that there's no right or wrong really in your business. I mean, there's definitely wrong, but there's no like, this is the way you must do it. There's always many, many different versions of what a successful business can look like.
So why did we quit our jobs? I think this is a big part of Rebecca's question. Like, how did we get to that stage as well? Because
yeah,
I think, you know, taking the leap, let's have a little reflection.
Yeah, well, I will say, Rebecca, and like anyone who, you know, is feeling like they want to take the leap, like we need to be honest. Like, we had just Carla and I to look after. We didn't have kids. We didn't even have partners at the stage. We were both like freshly single. So, you know, we had a lot of time to just focus on our own personal lives.
We had a mortgage.
We had a mortgage. So we had bills to pay. That was our level of responsibility though. So I'm going to say like it was definitely easier for us to take that leap because we didn't have children to feed. We didn't have like a partner to be like, oh, like we have this 5-year plan. Like, we had no 5-year plans. We were just like, we want to be happy now.
Yes.
And we want to be successful, but like we don't want to be successful in these jobs that we're in because we looked around and we saw unhappy 50-something-year-old people in the jobs that we were in so that we could see our future. We literally could see our future right in the next cubicle. And there was no way I wanted that for myself. Sure, success in the bank account, success in your amazing holidays that you take for 2 weeks of a year, success that it's flexible, success that you get great maternity leave, then you can do it again and again if you want. And that just was not a life I wanted. Literally, that life made me feel like very, what's that feeling? Like, oh, like it scared me.
It was
in
scary.
Not a good way, not a good way. And like, this is me I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you. If you've led this life and you're very content and happy, boom, amazing. We're all different. So we saw that. We realized we do not want this. Our situations were great. So literally we were like, let's just do it.
We had just started to see kind of not a clear pathway, but a potential pathway of making a good income.
Yes.
So I studied public relations. Big part of PR is collaboration with brands. So I had done a little bit of like campaign work in my studies and I loved it. And when we started the Merrymaker Sisters with the blog, when we started to look at our analytics, we could see people were starting to follow us and we're like, oh, wow, this is so cool. Like, people are coming onto our site or people are following us on Instagram. And I realized back then, 10 years ago, that we were kind of, you know, we'd created an audience and therefore we could work with aligned brands to share their product to this audience, aka influencer marketing. That is what this is called these days. It wasn't called that back then.
No, it was just called blogging, I guess.
I don't even – it was partnerships?
Partnerships.
Collaboration?
Yeah.
I can't remember what we called it, but it wasn't influencer marketing. So we hadn't got any big deals before we had quit our jobs. We had worked with a local ACT company, Canberra company. I think they paid us $100 for a blog, I remember.
Yeah, boot camp.
So excited about it. And we had created our first ebook.
That's right.
The first paleo ebook.
And that was pretty successful.
Which was pretty great. We've sold 300 copies when we launched it, which was amazing. Here's just a little side note here. When you create a product, don't just promote it once. You continue to promote that product because it can be sold, if it can be sold, at different dates. You know, if it's not a product where it's like a 4-week program starting on a certain date, if it's a product that can be sold anytime, anywhere, keep selling it.
Yeah, that's what our boo-boo, we sold it for like 3 days and then we're like, okay, that's done, next. But realistically, we could have kept selling that and probably made even more money from it. But, you know, again, these are all lessons that we reflect back on and be like, yeah, how cute, that's funny. And the naivety really was a part of all the magic anyway.
So this was what was kind of in our minds. If we quit our jobs, we will have 8 more hours a day to work on this business. At this point in time, we'd also heard the quote, "What you focus on grows." Was that an Oprah quote?
I have no idea. Maybe Oprah or someone. It was on Instagram.
But we saw my, we took that to heart.
And we were like, oh, we're just not focusing enough energy on our business. Obviously, if we quit, it's going to grow. Like, it's just like
the quote said.
But it's also, it is realistic. It's science. It's whatever. Like, of course, you put more energy into something.
Effort.
Attention,
thought, creativity.
You have more time to do stuff on that project. Of course, it's going to progress faster and like further.
Exactly. So that one really stuck with us. And so we had it in our mind, you know, if we follow our bliss, doors will open.
Yes.
That is the law of the universe, correct? And then we had in our mind, what you focus on grows. Great. Another law of the universe. If we quit our jobs, doors are going to open. We're going to have more time and it's going to grow. And guess what? For us, it did happen. It wasn't like all smooth sailing, like everything just fell into our laps. No, there was a lot of us reaching out, asking, pitching. No.
But it's also because we had the time to do it now and the bandwidth. So like it wasn't a problem. And I remember at this stage, we also sold your car. We were like, we can share cars. We don't need 2 cars anymore. So we had like, I think we sold that for like $7,000. And maybe we had a bit of – you put some extra money in.
So I was saving for a property myself.
Yes.
And then your property you'd bought by yourself. However, you were going to move in with your then boyfriend. Then you'd broken up. So what we decided was I will buy into the property. However, I won't put the $20,000 that I've saved into the property. That's going into our shared account along with the $7,500 that we got from my car that we sold, and we will have $27,000 to live on when we quit our jobs. And we have that amount of time until the money runs out, as in like this is how many mortgages it will pay. We need to sort something out by then.
I wonder if we had the brains that we have now and like, you know, the financial and like money monitoring knowledge, I wonder how differently we would have done things, because literally like we didn't even monitor this. Mm-mm. I can't believe we did it. Like we were so like we dove straight in and like we had such little awareness of our financial situation, which I don't recommend at all. I would really recommend, if you're going to take the leap, if you're going to do this business thing, if you're whatever you're doing, if you're doing a side hustle, like get involved in your accounts. Be excited by them. Be inspired. Be empowered. Even when things are looking bad, know that you can make tweaks and changes and they can get good. And I mean, this has been the biggest lesson of our 10 years, honestly, because we've done it that many times where we weren't monitoring properly and we almost lost all our money. Not lost it. We almost spent it. All our money. We just weren't monitoring it quite properly enough. Like, we weren't – whatever we were doing just wasn't right. Now I can happily say that we are absolutely monitoring our accounts so well.
I'll tell you what we did. It was a bit of toxic positivity, to be honest.
Very, yeah.
It was a bit of head in the sand. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, when we check out the accounts, we'd be like, don't look, it'll be fine, it'll be fine.
Oh my God, I actually feel like sick thinking about how we used to run our business.
Yes. So, again, wouldn't recommend this at all. It is so important to know your accounts. If there is one thing before you quit anything, before you even start anything, make sure you're good with your own personal money.
Yeah.
Like, I treat my personal money just like I treat my business like accounts now. Like, yeah. I monitor. Like, I am looking what I'm spending.
Yeah.
Like, because the truth is, like, sometimes – no, the truth is everything can change. Like, you know, like something that seems really stable and you think it's going to go this way, maybe it doesn't happen. Yeah. And it's really important that you know what's going on with that to just avoid the stress and avoid, like, just the awfulness that is caused by financial illiteracy.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, if you don't feel confident in this space, just know that you can get confident and you can learn these skills, and they're quite fun to learn once you kind of get involved with them.
I would recommend, like, read Profit First.
Yeah.
Like, that has changed. I know so many people suggest this book, and for good reason. It is a really good strategy of just, like, being able to monitor your funds and going into business with the idea that you want and can make a profit immediately.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet. Have you finished it?
I should read it. No, I haven't finished it because I'm implementing as I read.
Yes.
I feel like I'm at the stage where we're implementing the process.
Yeah, like, it's like I don't need to finish
the book, but I should, because that's just silly if I say that. But no, it's working really well. As an example, like, you know, when you get a tax bill or a BAS bill every quarter, which in Australia we have to pay if you earn over $75,000 a year, I think it's still that rate, you have to pay 10% on all revenue every quarter. This is on top of tax on your profit at the end of the financial year. So it's like, it's kind of obvious now looking at it, like, why were we not setting aside 10% of all revenue all the time? But we weren't. And so then we'd get our BAS bill and we'd be like, this massive shock. Oh my God, what are we going to do? And it happened every quarter. So now we have a plan where we set aside.
That reenactment was great.
We set aside the 10%. We actually set aside more. And it's really nice when that BAS bill comes around. And we can pay it so easily, and there's leftovers.
My God, it just is so obvious. I mean, like, God, we were dumb. But I don't want to be mean to ourselves, because, like, it's all part of it. And, like, we, you know, we had to go through that to get to where we are. And perhaps that took longer in some aspects. But, you know, compared to other stuff, we grasped that much faster. You know, like, the online marketing, like, the creating content, the WordPress, the coding even. Like, you know, we grasp these things very fast.
The teaching yoga and the Pilates online.
Like, we just, like, were whizzes at all these things. Monitoring our money just wasn't exactly one we were great at straight away. And it's surprising in a way, because I'm like, we were never bad with our money. No. Like, we were never, like, overspenders. We just didn't – we couldn't – we had the financial literacy, the financial comprehension. It just wasn't there. Our brains didn't understand it properly. I didn't understand tax, that's for sure.
I think it was neither, but I think it was also the mindset around it too. Yeah,
the money blocks.
The money – like, we were like – and it was really, like, again, with this toxic positivity, it was like we were afraid of saying, you know, like, oh, no, like – like, you know, when people talk about scarcity mindset, like, if we talk too much about not having enough, then we won't have any more. And we're like, got to think abundant, think abundant. And yes, but also you've got to be realistic and you've got to be honest. And that's what we weren't doing. We weren't being honest. We weren't looking deeper. We were just, we were just looking at, like, the numbers when you open the account. Okay. Do I have enough for today? Yep. And, you know, in this book, Profit First, they talk about that, how you're just like the business owner who, like, opens up the account. Do I have enough for that $1,200 bill today? Yes. and you don't think about the ramifications of spending that $1,200 today, what does that mean for 1 week's time?
Mm.
What does that mean for 1 month's time? Mm. And so this is the whole idea. We were very much like, how are we now?
And even I think like we had many times where we had a lot of cash in the bank because that's how our business operated. Like we'd have moments of like a lot of cash and then, you know, no worries, no stress.
Mm.
And then for some reason it would just all go down.
Can't fathom the reason
like,
why.
And it wasn't and it wasn't like we were always struggling. It was like we were doing really well. But then all of a sudden we'd be like, how did we get here again?
Mm.
And it just took us maybe like three of those to learn.
It was like a hamster wheel. Like we kept doing the same thing over and over. And like then we changed our business model and like
that was a big change
for us, like when we came to a recurring model.
Yeah.
However, like still struggles there, you know, like it's not like that is the be all and end all.
Well, because you have to constantly monitor, you know, your regular expenses. Like sometimes these add up. You're like, why am I subscribed to this piece of technology? Do we need that or can we get another one? And sometimes you can, sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't need it at all. Let's talk about another question. Did we get help? We never got financial help. Did we? No. I think we got it maybe – no, nothing.
We never got financial help. One time mum and dad gave us $1,200 to pay for our mortgage.
Was it – I think it was more than that, was it?
No, I think it was $1,200
or $3,000.
It was to pay – well, it was either $1,200 or $3,000. But that was – I remember we just started – we just launched Marybody, the membership, and we were working on it for like 4 months prior without – making any like money from any other program or anything. Right. And we just had run out.
We kind of thought the launch would be a bit more successful than it was. I think, you know, the first day we launched it, we already had the foundation members, but this was like, you know, the first day of launching to, a new audience. Yeah. And I think we got 7 members and, you know, after 4 months of like dedicated work on this project, really believing in it and proving it because a year prior, we ran the separate program. So we proved the concept. We just were expecting a bit more. And then also, I mean, it's still only a $37
per month. Per month.
So like, you know, to make a significant dent in your bank account, you need to sell a lot. 7 members ain't going to cut it. So yeah, we did that. So, but look, here we are now. Yes. We've over 800 members.
Yeah. So it is... when we look back on our journey, that was the financial help we received. No other backing, no other investors, no shareholders. Emma and I are the only shareholders of the business.
Which I'm super proud of. Same. And like who knows if that would ever change in the future. Maybe. We never know. But, I mean, this is completely ours. And also I would say, you know, our members, we're guided by our members as in like, you know, what we create is also guided by our amazing members. They contribute so much. Obviously, they are the business because they support the business. They buy the product. So like they are there and we are here.
Yeah.
Like, here because they're there and vice versa.
And we always say that to them, don't we? Like whenever someone comments like or whenever someone has shared something like it's our honor to be part of your journey.
Yeah.
It's our honor that you chose us. Like it's our honor like that you do our classes.
Like we because know there's so many choices
exactly.
out there.
And that is always the relationship between like us and our members. Like we love them.
Yeah. When we meet them, we want to hug them.
Yeah.
If they're hugging people. Like obviously if they're not hugging people, we will what's that word?
Fist bump.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you know, like we won't hug you like and make you unhappy.
Exactly. But help on the other side of like actions.
Oh yeah, advice. We've had a lot of help.
And I will tell you why we've received this. It's because we've put ourselves in situations where we've been able to meet people who are doing wonderful things in the world, who are smarter than us, and who are extremely generous. I don't know why they're generous, but they are, and it's lucky that we got to meet them. Like I don't, there's gotta also be that luckiness. Like, you know, like
there's
luck involved. It's lucky that like we met that one. Okay, here's the lucky moment. Thank God we went to Tropical Think Tank, the first one, and we met Jared, who helped us build not just one, not just two, but three apps.
And, like, he's so generous with, like, his time and his advice. We owe so much to him. And, you know, like, we even asked him. We were like, we'll pay you to be our coach. Like, you pretty much are our coach. Mm. We'll pay you. And he didn't want that. Like, obviously, when you are successful in your own business, you want to give back. And when you find another person or another business doing something you're excited about, like, you know, now is 10 years into business. Like, I know, like, you know, when I meet someone and I hear their idea, I hear their passions, I can feel really invested in that and excited for them. And then if we give them advice and they take it on, wow, like, boom, I'm invested properly. Mm-hmm. I want to see you
shine.
Yeah, I want to see it grow and I want to see you keep going. And, yeah, if you need more help, if you have a question, send me an email, send me a message and I will reply. But we're very grateful. And, I mean, there's been so many. There's been, like, we could count them on, like, all our hands. We would have 20 people, I'm sure, that we could – like, thank.
So many.
You know, in different seasons, not continuously, but, yeah, Jared has been there, like, the whole time. Like, Jared is the man. Like, he is our man.
What did I call him? Our internet godfather.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Like, he's been our most consistent. But, yeah, like, oh, my gosh, so many people. We're so lucky. So, like, I think when you do, you know, step out and decide to do your own thing, try and meet other people. Like, it is a big thing. Like, and whether that is, like, joining an online mastermind. Like, you can make great connections in online mastermind groups.
I mentioned mastermind the other day and Damiana was like, that sounds creepy. And I was like, why? He doesn't know what a mastermind is. Oh. And, like, probably because he's Italian as well. Like, he never heard this concept.
And also Taylor Swift's mastermind song. Ugh, so good.
Oh, that is a good song. But I want to remind you or, like, tell you what a mastermind is if you don't know. For example, me and Carla are sitting at this table. Let's put like three more people here. And then we go around the table. We might share, you know, the one big problem that we're having with our business in this moment. And then each person, you know, gives their piece of advice. Oh, like, I think this could work. Or have you tried this? Or I know this guy, like, he might be able to help you or whatever. So it's like, oh my gosh. You get all these different people with different businesses, different perspectives, giving you all this advice. You take notes, you get excited, you make connections, you have like the next action step. The other best thing is that, you know, you're sitting next to this person who's receiving advice. You probably receive so much advice from all these conversations, all these amazing brains. And then you go around to each person and each person offers different insight for each of the businesses, each of the people. And you just like soak up so much new knowledge, so much motivation, so much inspiration. We've been on many of these different tables at conferences, at little events, even like small events, not just big ones. And I mean, we have just continuously had our minds blown. Often we will feel like we are the least experienced on that table. And, you know, that's a great table to be at. To be at the table where you're the least experienced, you want to be at that table because, wow, you will learn so much. You will feel yourself level up in your business like just by that 1 hour, honestly.
It's so true. I remember like Tropical Think Tank because like these events were like next level entrepreneurs attending.
Yeah.
And we were 2 and 3 years in our business or one and a bit. Business
babies.
We were babies. And I wonder what advice I gave.
I don't know.
Like, you guys should just like follow your list. Like, have fun. Like, I think you need to, I'm pretty sure I remember giving this advice, which you know what? They probably needed this advice. I probably said to someone, like, it sounds like you're really not enjoying your business.
Yeah, I think we said that a lot because obviously we were very fresh and these people were quite not older but like
seasoned.
They were all older too, actually. More seasoned in business. And I can tell you what, yeah, as the years go by, you can get a little bit over seasoned.
Yeah.
A bit gristly.
Yeah, and skeptic. And
a bit of a skeptic, yeah. But, you know, it's good to remember the beginning. It's good to remember the magic as well.
And this is why I think, you know, what we've always done is like, you know, when we start to notice that magic dwindling.
Yeah.
We do think of like, what do we want? Like, what's next? Is there something more?
Yeah.
And I think this is a really big lesson. Like, nothing stays the same. And you will hear this from multiple business people. Like, as soon as it feels like everything's going right and flowing and you've got growth, you hit this kind of like moment where you're like, like, and not like I want something different, but you might actually hit an obstacle or like, I don't know, you might plateau and like you need to shift things again. As soon as it feels like you're going this way, suddenly you're going a different way. Yeah. And that kind of brings the magic back. Like for us, like even though it's like can be a scary moment or like a risk, it kind of brings this like the magic of the newness back. Because there's magic of being a beginner and starting something new. The wonder of what if.
Yeah.
There's so much magic to that.
Yeah. Oh my. So that's also like exciting. So if you are in this like this moment of like I want something different for my life, be excited by it. Don't be overwhelmed. I mean, it is overwhelming, but also like try and feel the excitement and you know, you can take a baby step towards it. I think that's really important. Like you don't need to take that leap straight away. You can start it on the side. And this would be like a really big piece of advice. Like simply start it in your spare time to begin with. That's what we did. And we only did that for a year, but, you know, that worked for us. It might be different for you. You might do it on the side for 5 years, or maybe you'll continue to do it on the side, but, you know, you'll have that little bit of extra income and you'll also have that extra joy in your life, which kind of feels like, okay, I'm happy. I'm content.
Yeah.
I mean, being in business isn't for everyone and that's okay. We'll never, ever glorify business as the only way to enjoy life. No, no, no. Because business can be absolutely horrible as well. Mm-hmm. It's not for every single human. So don't feel like, you know, oh, I don't know. Like I'm scared. I don't know if I want that. Like don't feel bad about that. Be empowered by that. Oh, I love my job. I love my consistent work. But I'm going to get this part-time thing happening. Maybe it's selling your artworks. Maybe it's yoga teaching. Mm. Maybe it's, I don't know what. What's another idea?
A lemonade stand.
A lemonade stand.
If you're younger.
Absolutely. No. You know, maybe it's this little thing that you just do once a week or once a month. Maybe it's selling your crochet.
Growing like, plants and growing selling plants. Them.
There's so many things you can do that, you know, creates a little bit of joy, a little bit of creativity and could be something that may grow and then it becomes your full-time gig.
I think like if one of your core values is joy, like you actually want to enjoy
your work.
I wonder if searching for a way to monetize first is the right way.
Yeah, true.
Because I don't know, like obviously there would be people who've done that and they enjoy their work. Absolutely. But I know that if we had done that, it would have been a totally different story. And we wouldn't probably be enjoying our lives anymore because, or our business, I should say, we might be enjoying our lives, but I don't know, maybe not because it's such a big part. Because I can think like back to the moment where we shifted and pivoted, where we stopped everything when we came up with Marybody. Someone with a business mind or pure business mind and no joy mind would have said, girls, what are you doing? Look how much money you've made this year. You've doubled from last year. You're on the trajectory of the next year is going to be triple. You've got to keep going. You're onto something.
I mean, it's actually crazy to think what we did because our income was going up.
Up and only up.
And we stopped the business. We said no. Like it's like I kind of like, well, that was a bit dumb, girls, but no. But we didn't even think about it. That's the thing. Like we didn't even consider it because we were so like, no, like
it's not lighting us up.
This is important. We don't want to do this anymore. So we made the change. And I'm so grateful because, you know, the work has never felt more amazing. Marybody, with everything we did with Marybody, it just flowed and felt so much better than the recipe stuff. The recipe stuff was great, but like I tell you what, I don't really love to cook. I'm going to be honest. I love to eat. I love food. Cooking is not my favorite thing to do. Pilates, I love Pilates. I could do teach Pilates that. All day, yep, every I could day. Do it. Yep. I love, love, love. Yoga, I love, love, love. Meditation, love, love, love. Cooking, I don't love, love, love.
No.
I love a little bit.
Yeah, so I just think it's, like, really important, like for us, like, we have to – that has to be part of our business advice.
So I think that's important. Do you need – Rebecca, because you asked, like, about monetizing. Maybe you shouldn't think about the monetizing yet. Maybe you should just think about the stuff you like to do. What can you teach online? If you're thinking about online business, what can you teach online? You're a teacher. Mm. You can teach so much.
The thing is, like, if you just look for – the monetization and you don't enjoy the process or like the creation or like the steps that you're taking to monetizing, you will have much less motivation to do the work than if you actually enjoyed it. And yeah. So therefore it won't feel fun. It won't feel good. You won't even want to do your business. Yeah. So like what's the point in quitting your job if it's not for something better?
Yeah, I think that's something to remember. Like, it's hard. It can be hard.
And stressful.
And stressful. Especially, like, if, you know, other people rely on your income too. So it's definitely, like, a big thing to consider. But that's why the side gig is the perfect place to begin with.
And the joy stuff is a perfect place to begin with because you can enjoy and make money. You can enjoy the process and make money. And you will have more motivation to do the work if you enjoy it.
And also if it's meaningful. And I think, you know, joy is meaningful. Yes. It's important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know, these words are all like, these feelings are all very much intertwined.
Yeah. I mean, I love this topic so much. We could talk about business like
forever.
I mean, we could talk about processes. We could talk about digital marketing. This stuff brings us joy as well. And I think, you know, how lucky are we to have found all these things, you know, this combination, yoga, Pilates, meditation, then like to share it online, digital marketing, blogging, content marketing. You know, we love this stuff. And, you know, we're excited to share more about it. And we will be sharing more about it inside our upcoming 200-hour yoga teacher training program.
Yeah, I know. And, like, this is what I was, like, mentioning before, like how, you know, when things start to feel like not monotonous but, like, you know, we've built the Merrybody app and it is so good and our members are so amazing and it really is a joy to create the classes every single week. And our team makes it very easy for that to be possible now. What was once, you know, what once took us a week to do now takes 2 hours and not even of our time.
So amazing.
So this is like, this is why we have the space to now think of like, what is the next logical thing or what do we want to create next? And it's so amazing that it is teacher training because I think about when we did our teacher training and that was the thing that shifted our entire lives.
I mean, when we did those trainings, we had no desire to teach yoga and Pilates. Like we just felt the desire to do them. I mean, I was going through a breakup as well. It was like a call. It was, well, you felt that desire early on. I never, ever, ever did. But I was going through a really hard time in my life. I was in a breakup, just had a breakup. And feeling really lack of confidence, questioning many things, and to focus on like a new, you know, a new thing, a new course, learning new stuff. There's so much magic in learning something new. And as adults, we forget this. Mm-hmm. As kids, like you're learning new stuff every day at school. You're literally motivated and encouraged to go learn something new. And as adults, you kind of get a bit like, I don't need to learn it. Yeah. I'd learn it all at school. Done. Like I've got my whatever. Maybe you did whatever, year eight maybe only, or maybe you went up all the way, got 2, 3, 4 degrees. Whatever you studied, sometimes it can feel like I don't need to keep learning. But I think as humans, we must keep being open to more knowledge and more learning because it keeps our brains firing. It's important for our health as well, and just motivation and joy for life. And it was absolutely life-changing for both of us.
Mm. And, like, that's what I feel pretty excited that, like, we're making something that could potentially be that
For somebody else.
Yeah. Like, I think that's really – like, I just got chills, like, thinking about it. Like, because it's crazy what that – like, the path change that that made.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm really also excited about the process of it as well. Like it's been, you know, it's been a journey to create what we have created so far with it, with the manual and the schedule and the teachers who we're bringing on board. But I'm also really excited to create this new kind of content. You know, we do so many online classes, but this is like we get to kind of take the director lead on some of this. Like I know we're in a lot of it, but on some of it, it's like a vision that we get to bring to life. Yeah. So I feel really excited about doing that as well. And like that excitement, that's the bliss. Like that's like the feeling where you're like, oh, I've got to follow this.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be good.
Exactly. And that's why we're so grateful for that message and that documentary, Finding Joe. If you haven't watched it, go find it and watch it.
I think it's for free on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find it for free. You can find Joe for free.
go find Joe.
On YouTube. That's why I'm so grateful, though, for that lesson, because it's kept us, you know, we've one finger on that, you know, that pulse always. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need. You just need a little finger on the bliss and it will guide you. It'll keep you going. So watch this space. And if you are interested in the teacher training program, be sure to sign up to our wait list. I mean, you'll hear about it everywhere anyway.
But we'll pop the link in the show notes anyway. Because I mean, if all goes to plan, first cohort will start on the 27th of May and of 2023. All goes to plan.
All goes to plan. It will be fine.
And if it doesn't, it'll be a bit later. And that's also fine. Another great thing. Another great lesson, flexibility with your business, with plans. You've got to, kind of let go sometimes. Another great book, The Surrender Experiment.
Oh, gosh.
Go and read that. Okay, this has gone for 50 minutes, which I wasn't expecting, but Rebecca, you got us onto a topic that we literally cannot stop talking about.
So if you have listened to this and you, I don't know, feel excited about something, tell us your idea. What are you working on? If you have more questions that are similar to this, message us on Instagram, Facebook, email us, wherever you want to get in contact with us, do that, ask away, and maybe we'll do another podcast episode.
No doubt we will.
Yes.
And otherwise, have a brilliant rest of your day, and we'll be back in your ears next week with a brand new episode.
Bye.
Welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.